Hello, friends. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jenna, and this is The Joy of Certainty. It is designed to nurture your mind, body, and soul. From empowering your mind to embracing new perspectives, I am here to make the pursuit of knowledge a delightful adventure in rewriting your story. I invite you to join me in unraveling the profound tapestry of knowledge that promises not just an understanding of your life, but finding joy in the certainty of your path. Let's dive in. Okay. So we started talking about daydreaming on the last episode, and I just got full body chills. It is one of my most favorite things, I've got to tell you. It's like, I'm just embracing all the goosebumps, because when you find that dream and that desire and you go after it, oh boy, great things happen. You change, you expand. You have such beautiful growth that you can't even begin to believe you used to be the old version of yourself. And your habits change, your style changes, maybe, depending on what your goal is. So let's take that back a step. But I have learned some really beautiful tips from a friend of mine that I will forever take with me, because these are tools that I was taught when I was in a not so hot space. So we were living in Nova Scotia, my husband and I, and I love it there. I literally love it there. The people are amazing. The friendships and connections that were made are just so damn beautiful. The landscape is stunning. The winters suck. There's a lot of ice, but it is such a peaceful place and so incredibly welcoming. It was a beautiful experience, and I will always have a place in my heart for the East Coast. I have some family who lives out there, and that's kind of what started to draw us out in the first place. But backing it up a step, here's my story. Growing up, I was never taught finances. I was never really talked to about things that would help my growth. And no shade, because my parents lived their paradigm. They lived how they were raised and how they were taught. And it's a generational thing, right? And so the same was for my husband. And we made some not great choices and ended up financially not in the best place, which is okay. It's all part of our story, and we're grateful for that. We still find ourselves waking up and trying to figure out things that we didn't know or we were never taught. And that's part of the growth. That's part of the personal journey, the personal development, and our own personal success. So we ended up in this place that really was not healthy financially. And when that starts to show up, you don't necessarily end up in a healthy body, relationship, mindset in general. So I got to the point where I knew something had to change, and I found an avenue that would help create that change. And so that was the beginning of my personal development, self-care journey. And that would have been in 2020, because, conveniently during COVID, but started just before. And I had come out of like months of being in and out of the hospital and having a newborn all at the same time. So things were heavy. We had some heavy stuff going on with our life. And as much as we would try, it was like 2 steps forward, 4 steps back, 5 steps back. And it just was this circle that what I'm now understanding was mindset, right? We created it. So I was taught these tools on self-love and desires and goals and dreaming. And it all started with a list of 50. So I'm going to challenge you. Take out a pen and paper. It doesn't have to be right now. When you get a chance where you can sit down undisturbed for a little while, even if it's 10 minutes here and there, like we talked about in the last episode, start creating your list of 50. 50 things that you would love to have, love to experience. All of those loves, that builds the dream. That builds the desire. Take out any of the noise that's saying, well, that's unrealistic, or that's not an option, that will never happen. All those things that are playing in the back of our mind, that is our conditioning. That's deep-rooted subconscious beliefs that can be changed. This is fun. This is a fun task, and I'm going to tell you, it's hard. I don't typically use that kind of wording. I'm very conscious of what I say because my kids hear me, right? And that is something that we don't say. We don't say that's hard, or I can't, or it's too complicated, or whatever those negative connotations are. Sometimes it's a, okay, yeah, it's hard, but we're going to keep going. We're going to work through it. But this was a task that I was like, I got like, I don't know, 20 in. I was like, yeah, okay, well, I don't know how I'm getting to 50. It takes time. Sometimes you have to set it down, walk away, and come back. I had things from like having my nails done all the time, and fresh cut flowers, and a big, beautiful, tall ceilinged, white, light, bright, airy home, which I'm actually currently living in. And it took about a year after owning it that I realized that I literally manifested what we were living in. I would always picture being this big, white, bright, airy home, tall ceilings, because hello, I am tall, and that makes a big difference on this big, beautiful white sectional. And why I wanted white, let's be real, I have 3 kids. I think I was a little bit crazy at the time, and I don't necessarily know that I would make those decisions all over again, because there are little handprints everywhere. They're everywhere. But I got what I asked for. I continue to get what I've asked for. I've had $10,000 months. I've had all these things. Now, it has been inconsistent because I did not hold visions. I had things shift in my life that did not necessarily allow, and people are going to say, well, that's a belief, but family things have come up, and I have had to pivot, and I've wanted to pivot. So right there, that's what it comes down to. It's what I have wanted for myself and my family, because I started to experience these things that turned out I didn't actually want and I did not enjoy, and I wanted to shift. So that is another beautiful factor to this, is that you live exactly what you think about. I wanted a dishwasher, because we've been living without a dishwasher for a long time, and we have 3 kids. That comes with a lot of dishes. And I'm telling you, I used to hate dishes. Like, hate it. That was the last thing that I wanted to do. I would do all the laundry. I would do all that stuff. I didn't want to do the dishes. Something about it isn't for me. So then I started to tell myself, I love doing dishes. I love being able to have clean dishes for my kids to eat off of and talk about first world problems, right? Like, come on, get over yourself. So I did. And I started to find the gratitude and the joy in it. And guess what? We have a dishwasher, and it showed up like 2 or 3 weeks later, but it was very, very delayed, and I caused that to happen. And so going back to this list of 50, you start writing down these things that you never really thought would be an option. Like, we've wrote down chef prep meals, and we have that in our fridge every week now. I don't know. It's like magic. And it's beautiful, but it's allowing yourself to experience it. It's allowing yourself to dream bigger than what you're currently dreaming. Are you just waking up, moving through the motions, going to work, coming home, maybe getting some exercise in somewhere in there, sitting on the couch, watching TV, maybe reading a book, sticking with the same routine? Because if you're sticking with the same routine and you love your life, then that is amazing. And I am so happy for you. Congratulations, because that's beautiful. But if you're also in a state where that's what you're doing and you don't love your life and you're unhappy majority of the time and you're like just wasting away your days wondering, is this literally all there is out there? It's not. It's not. There is so much more out there. There's travel. There's experiences. There are all the things that you desire available at your fingertips. You're just not allowing yourself to get there. So how do you allow yourself to get there? First, you have to start dreaming about it. First, you have to start allowing yourself to believe that the possibility that it's yours and that it's done is available to you. Because without that belief in the ability of it, it will never show up for you. I went through a stage where I was writing out all these things. So I also spend time every day journaling gratitude. So three to five things that I am grateful for that I have in my daily life. And for example, today I wrote, I am so happy and grateful for the family time that we had at the park yesterday, because as a whole family, we got to go to the park and play for like, I don't know, an hour or more. And that doesn't always happen because we are not always together. And they had such a good time. And, you know, there was crying and tears because we had to leave for supper, but it's okay. We had a beautiful time. And I'm so grateful for that because it was so much fun. We all played. We all laughed. There were a few tears because we had a tumble, but we had snacks and we played and we laughed and we had such a good time together as a family that we want more of that. That is the desire. I want to create more of that for them so that they know that they are just going to continue to live the life that they love. Not just an occasional here and there situation, but a constant, what would I love to do today? And then having them help to create the ability to experience it or to have it. And in doing that, it teaches them so much. So much about themselves, about their own desires. And I don't know where I was going with all of this because I've continued to babble and that tends to happen sometimes. But when you start focusing on your gratitude, just of your daily life, a few things here and there, morning, night, both. Wow, the shifts that happen with just gratitude is beautiful. It is something else to experience and it starts shifting how you see everything. And then when you add in your gratitude of the things that you're manifesting, things that are not physically in your 3D life, that's something else. Because then when they start to show up in the most unexpected ways, you can't help but laugh and you can't help but then start to hone in on the desires, shift them as they need to be shifted. At one point I was writing, I'm so happy and grateful now that I live in a water view home or home with a view of the water. And I had my vision on the water, but what ended up happening is we had this beautiful opportunity to stay in this home that was on top of a hill that literally could see all of the water. So I was like way further away than what I was expecting to be, but I got exactly what I asked for. And that was a really, really cool awareness because I asked for it and that's where it's beautiful. But then I realized, okay, so now I need to get like more detailed, more specific, feel the feeling of it a little bit more. That was a beautiful learning experience. But before this, I was in a state where I believed that manifesting was thinking about what you want and it will show up. Now, I do kind of believe that that is sometimes the case, like a set it and forget it. So you think about it or you say it and then you forget that you did and then it shows up, right? But then there are other things that you need to move your body. The action piece is one of the most important pieces that nobody talks about or not many people talk about. And the action is what brings your manifestation to life. What brings that dream into the reality. You can't just sit there and daydream and expect it to show up without doing anything, without moving in the direction of what that thing is that you want. right? Whether that's sending out the messages or starting the new business or booking the hotels, like you can do a lot of that stuff that doesn't even cost money, right? Like you can book hotel rooms, you can do that kind of stuff, like view homes and not have to pay for it, just to help you start getting in the feeling and the expectation of knowing that that thing is going to happen. There are stories all over of people who wanted a certain experience. One that's showing up for me right now is that there was this girl who wanted to DJ, and there was already a DJ, and she then continued to make her set list and assume that it was actually her gig. And then something happened where their DJ couldn't make it and she got the gig. She wholeheartedly believed that that was hers, and that's what it takes. It takes the belief in knowing that what you want is yours and it will happen, and just you continuing to move in the direction of it. So think about that. Think about, what is it that you want? What can you do to make it happen? What can you do to take a step forward? Because there's also the level of control that needs to be released as well. We sometimes expect things to happen in a specific way, but chances are it's not going to happen that way. Just so you know. Just so you know, the way we expect things to happen, not usually the case. It's usually some beautiful twist and turn and amazing story to go along with it, right? So what are our tasks now? Let's look back. These are the things that you need to do to start daydreaming and start the process of your manifesting and this beautiful life that you do desire to have. So we're going to say one is to write your list of 50 things that you would love to have or experience. Two, gratitude. Five things that you're grateful for that already happen in your day-to-day life. And then five things that you are grateful for that are yet to be manifested or are being manifested. Things that you are excited to experience, to have, to live with. We got to start somewhere, right? And daydreaming, play the lottery game. Oh my goodness. Play the lottery game. As I stutter, if you won X amount of dollars, what would you do with it? Same idea. This is the same idea for your list of 50, right? What does that look like for you? How big are you capable of dreaming right now? Because I'm going to tell you something. You are capable of dreaming bigger. You just don't know how yet. You have not opened yourself up enough to even know that that experience is available to you. But the more you grow, the more you shift, the more your awareness changes around what is out there for you to have and to experience for yourself. That is a beautiful freaking thing. So needless to say, it doesn't matter where you are or where you have or even haven't been. It's about stepping into that next version of yourself and making the necessary changes. It is easier than we give it credit. It really is. It's the starting. The starting. That's the hard part. It's the admitting that we need to change. Embrace it. It's beautiful, and the other side is sunny and golden. Reach out if you need any help with the how. I'm here. Someone somewhere once said that it's the dreamers that change the world. So what are you dreaming about that's going to change your world? Think about it. Reach out if you need any help with the how. I'm here. I'm here to help. Thanks for hanging out with me again today. I would love to hear about what works for you and if you do something different. Continue following along by liking, following, and subscribing, depending what platform you're using. You are so worthy of the life you are dreaming of, my friend. Until next time.